Nationwide recall for the Kitty True Sense smoke alarms and combination carbon monoxide alarm. Sold at Walmart, Home Depot, Menards, Amazon, and other stores between May 2019 and September 2020. According to a recall notice posted Thursday on the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission website, apparently the alarms are being recalled because they are failing to alert consumers to fires.
Well, that's not good.
I mean, that's their job. Yeah. Jeez.
Okay.
I mean, wow. Fortunately, it says here that no accidents or injuries have been reported. Doesn't say how this was discovered. I'm guessing that maybe somebody experienced a difficult situation and realized their alarm didn't work or something like that. But
right. Whoa.
Yeah. Just so you know, we'll put a link up on this on our online site at WSW.com. The Morning Team Show page, which is up and running, by the way, right now. Scroll on the homepage, find the Morning Team box, click on that, look for today's date of May 7, 2021. You'll see the other things that we have talked about and other links and things. And as I said, I'll get this up here by 8 o'clock. So if you need to check it out, there's an online site you can visit as well as a phone number you can call as well. But, wow, yeah, that's obviously not good.
No.
744. Oh, one other thing, too. I heard, and I think I saw on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WSW Radio, another way that you can stay in touch with what WSW is all about. And it relates to the story you have in the news this morning, Dave, the visit we had from Dan Kildee yesterday in Milwaukee Bridge. Because I see somebody, we had this story posted, and somebody, I think, put a comment, if I saw it correctly, that they were trying to alert us to a correction that was supposed to be made, but it's not a correction. Dan Kildee did tour the interior of the bridge.
Yes. There's inside the bridge, there's an area where they can, like, take a golf cart and drive all the way across on the inside underneath in the bridge. There's a lot of interior components to that bridge where there are adjustments and expansion and contraction things that have to be dealt with and monitoring the bridge. So, yeah, if someone isn't familiar with that, it's quite an engineering feat that they put together there. So you don't just stand out there and look at, oh, it's a marvelous bridge on the outside and not understand what's going on the inside.
I mean, we do want the outside structure to be good, too.
Yes, so, obviously.
But
obviously,
the interior, there's so much importance, too, the way that bridge was constructed. And yeah, so
yeah.
Just thought it was kind of
funny.
Well,
sometimes people make comments without knowing and,
And I can understand. I mean, unless you know that, I mean, you think, what do you mean interior of a bridge?
Yeah, right.
Exterior. Yeah. Interior of a bridge? It really is. I mean, as much as I wish the Milwaukee Bridge had a little bit more aesthetic quality. You know, the concrete monster that's there serves its purpose, I guess.
And we won't talk about the problem they had when they built the bridge. About had a broken back for a while.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't...
They got that fixed, yeah, thankfully. But that, again, took some great engineering to do that, to correct the problem and resolve it.
Oh. We know many of our listeners do recall, before that bridge was there, the lengthy backups and delays.
The famous bascule span, those two lanes going across. Yeah, that was something else.
That used to be ugly. So now you just have the ugly bridge. I mean, a very effective bridge. I'm sorry. I mean, I understand it's a lengthy structure, and for all the money it cost to put it into place in the first place, to try and make it pretty.
Right.
I mean, did they need to throw some paint on it?
Well, they need to take good care of it, because to replace that bridge today would cost... Oh. My guess is in the future, I would imagine it would be further to the south. It would be rerouted more closer to Saginaw so that they wouldn't have... because there aren't any bridges that open.
Yeah.
You know, once you get there, you know, they've got a couple elevators and stuff south of the Z Bridge. But beyond that, once you get that 6th Street turning basin, there's nothing beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a lot cheaper just to build a multi-lane freeway maybe take out some blighted areas or whatever. But that's decades down the road, hopefully.
Yeah, right.
Beyond what we will ever experience.
Yes, right, yeah. Right.
How old is the bridge?
It was built in the
80s,
something like that.
I think it was 87 when it was officially opened, I think that's what
right.
it was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It took a long time to build, but yeah,
and again,
quite a feat.
Because of the...
All those concrete sections that are glued together.
Adjustment that was necessary, yeah. It really is. It's an engineering marvel. But yeah, again, interior of the bridge was inspected.
Yeah.
747 at WSW. We have 10 classic car pictures now.
Oh, another one went up. All
at WSW.com. Scroll down the homepage. Find the classic car collection box. It's presented by Sarah Chevrolet Toyota of Saginaw. And you can see some great classic cars that listeners are posting.
Quite a variety.
Mm-hmm. And really pretty cars, too.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, we go back to like the 1930s to some of those like early 70s, sport cars.
Some of the muscle cars.
A couple of Model Ts as well. And we want you to check it out. It's a chance to do a little online classic car gallery. And then come next week when I ask you to visit and vote on your favorite, your best of show car.
That's right. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, if it's raining out or something, take the pictures that you have of that classic car of yours and get them posted. Get in the, try to see if you can't be the best of show.
And we're going to do this all through May. May 28th is the ending date on that.
Right.
So you have plenty of time to post your pictures. And if you're not posting, view. And again, and all this takes place in the same place, by the way. You know, to post, to view, to vote. It's all at WSW.com in that classic car
box. Click on that good-looking vet.
Yeah. Nice to have that as a... as a featured photo to entice people to click.
Right. No, it is. And it's just cool to look at all the different cars and models and all that. So,
yeah.
Especially, I like the, you know, I think my favorite so far is probably, I don't know why. Don't judge my taste, everybody, but I like the 1950s Chevy's style line. I don't know why. There's something about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that thing because it's a picture with the headlights on.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It kind of added a nice little touch to it. I don't know why, but it kind of looks like, kind of like had its eyes open.
I'm waiting for someone to post a Woody.
Oh,
remember the Woodies?
Yes.
They used to have the wood sides on.
Oh, my gosh.
On the,
Oh, wow.
That would be a classic car.
That would be a classic.
Didn't those almost make a comeback a couple of years ago? Didn't I thought they
might have been
a limited line or something like that?
Could be, yeah. But they were something to see.
Check it out, and while you're there, make sure you also click on the link, which will take you to the Monumental Car Club and its presentations it's going to have at Sarah of Saginaw on June 4th, the Glow Show, June 5th, the Summer Car Showdown, and that's part of everything that's going on with our association with Sarah Chevrolet Toyota of Saginaw on the Classic Car Collection at WSGW.com.